Business doesn't have to be as hard as you're making it. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Well-Oiled Operations. With over 2 million downloads, it's the go-to podcast dedicated to helping you increase your profit margins while getting your time back. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 20 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Whether you're a brick and mortar or an online business owner, it doesn't matter. I've got both, and I'll show you my framework to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. It's time to get your business less reliant on you. I've got four ways to help you create client touch points, which is going to help you increase your client retention. I think that most businesses are focused heavily on marketing. They want new people, right? New followers. They want more visibility. And they are forgetting that they already have clients that they need to be focusing on, right? So we're going to talk about some ways to have just a phenomenal customer experience that helps increase your retention so you don't have to work so hard on marketing. Or also, you might think, but I still want to work hard on marketing. Great. This will help your marketing last longer. This will make your marketing more profitable because your customer lifetime value will be increasing. Okay. Now, at some point, your client or your customer may decide they're no longer going to spend money with you. Okay. And it might be because they just no longer need you, right? They don't need your services. They got the result they came for. They're no longer interested. Maybe they're not having a great customer experience, or they found a different solution that's better, faster, cheaper, right? Who knows? But what I want you to understand is it happens all the time. Okay, so one of my favorite customer retention books is from Joey Coleman, How to Never Lose a Customer Again. And if you haven't heard, Joey had an episode on the Foot Traffic podcast, now Well-Oiled Operations, in the last few months. So I would type in his name and check that out. If you go to our website, you will find it very easily. Okay. It's a must listen episode and it's a must read book. Now, what he talks about is it can be very expensive and or time consuming to acquire new customers, right? And because we're so focused on those marketing activities, because we want more clients, right? All of a sudden, if you just focused on loving your current clients you have, right, you wouldn't have to be working so hard to acquire those next people. Now, today I'm going to talk about really creating what we call touch points. Write that down. And these touch points are going to help you magically increase your retention. You'll see what I mean in a minute, okay? Which ultimately means your clients will be spending more with you because of the phenomenal experience they are getting with you, okay? This strategy is going to massively impact your profit margins because it costs you a lot less, sometimes nothing, to keep your current clients staying, right? You may spend money to acquire them, but it might not cost you anything depending on your like renewal activities, right? Trying to get them to buy again. You might not spend money. It might just be more of your time, which means your profit margin can significantly increase, okay? Now, with that said, one of the processes we teach inside of Well-Oiled Operations, we call it sold out systems, okay? It is all about client delivery and fulfillment systems, basically, which most business owners don't have, right? Or they're just very poorly executed. You want to make sure that you are consistent in your delivery, okay? Have you ever bought something and was initially very underwhelmed, okay? Think about that. Now, the company you bought from maybe had some tech problems, they messed up, they gave you the wrong thing, right? And now you've got this first impression, which is making you second guess your purchase, right? Have you ever experienced that? Okay. Now, how much money are you losing by not having these systems in place? It's only going to help you provide a better customer experience, but it will make people want to spend more with you and tell their friends, right? The more they trust you, that's going to happen. We just had somebody buy Well-Oiled Operations last week, pre-enrolled for our September class, and immediately told her friend. She wasn't even like in the program yet, but just because of the experience she had so far and the offer, she told her friend immediately. They signed up the same week, okay? If that's not happening for you, for your business, you are missing that first impression opportunity, okay? So today we're going to cover four different areas to be thinking about when it comes to your touch points to wow your clients, get them raving about you to their friends, right? And get more of your ideal clients. Okay, so the four ways. So first of all, I always call this like the initial handoff, right? So it's a better handoff from marketing and sales to fulfillment. So too many businesses are whining and dining potential clients in the marketing and sales department. And as soon as they buy, it's like, see you later. More people to wine and dine over here, right? All of a sudden, this person feels like they're getting way less attention, right? And it doesn't feel great to feel like you've just been almost like the conned or like a bait and switch a little bit, right? So if you have, let's say, a dedicated salesperson or you have like a receptionist that's helping them sign up or whatever it is, right? But then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, you signed up. Great. Have fun. See you later, right? You want to ask yourself, what is the handoff between the two? So I'll use my businesses as an example. So in my studio, you might call and register with the receptionist, right? But then after that, like, how can we get the receptionist to walk them to the classroom, to introduce them to the dance teacher, right? To show them who is going to be taking care of them next. In our online business with Well-Oiled Operations, once you've maybe purchased, whether in a consult or through our DMs or something like that, we're going to immediately introduce you to your dedicated client, or what we call them client success managers, which just means a coach. So you go from talking with somebody in sales to immediately talking to your coach, and they do a specific handoff introducing you, getting you into an onboarding call, getting you set up. What is your handoff, your initial handoff, okay? So write that down and think about what it is and how you can make it even better. Because the initial handoff where they haven't even experienced you yet, right? I mean, they have, but they haven't experienced like the product, let's say. This is where we're already getting referrals from, right? If you're not getting referrals just from first impression of like, oh my goodness, you've got to try them out. This is phenomenal, right? You need to be thinking about this. Okay, step number two is the first milestone check-in. So you want to give your client a chance to start using your product, your program, or service, right? So just like when a waiter gives you food in a restaurant, they give you a few minutes to try a few bites, and then they come back saying like, how are the first few bites tasting, right? You've probably heard that a million times. This is the first milestone check-in. So if you're not in the restaurant industry, what would yours look like? What are a few bites in your world, right? So in my world, maybe the dance studio, maybe it's 2 weeks of dance classes or their first dance class, or where I might have somebody call them and reach out to say, how is it going? What do you think, right? All the things, right? Same thing here. Would I want to wait like 30 days or 2 weeks? Now, you know what's annoying? When somebody gives you your food, you haven't even had a bite and they're like, how is everything? You're like, I don't know. I haven't tasted it. So don't do it too soon. Give them a chance to use your product, right? Utilize the service that you've been offering. Okay. So that is the second step, is the first milestone check-in. Now, as I'm giving you these opportunities, you could absolutely start with adding one, but these are things we do all of these. Okay. But start small, just get started with something. Okay. Next is, after that first milestone, what are the consistent check-ins after? Okay, let's go back to the restaurant situation because you all understand that, right? You've experienced this. So how often do you want to be checked on? There is the waiter who is coming over way too much while you have food in your mouth. You do not want to be answering a million times. It's good, right? But then there's the waiter where you're like, I need a refill. My food is, I'm missing something that I ordered. And where are they? They are not coming back. Okay. So you want to ask yourself, what is that for your business? What is the frequency you want? Because there is too much and there is not enough. And we've got to find the happy medium where your client feels so taken care of, but at the same time, not annoyed, right? That you won't leave them alone. Okay. So now, somebody who maybe once loved and raved about you because you've done the initial handoff well, or the first impression was amazing, right? This is where people can start to change their idea of their experience. And a lot of times people don't do these consistent check-ins. They're like, they've been here for 3 years. They love it. Like, what do you mean check-in, right? But things change, needs change, right? And you want to make sure that people are still loving it, especially the clients that have been with you for so long, because at some point they may outgrow you. They may outgrow your services, and checking in with them, you get to see what they still love and what they need and what would make them want to stay. Okay. So consistent check-ins can be a massive, massive retention point for you in your business. Okay. Now, this frequency will be different in every business, right? The restaurant, you're talking every few, maybe minutes, every 10 minutes. I don't know, right? Maybe for you, it's after one appointment. Maybe for you, it's once a month. Maybe it's quarterly. It depends on what you offer. And this is where, like, engage, do it yourself, right? Maybe you try the check-in, or a manager try it and see, did they find it helpful? Were they excited? Were they surprised? Did they seem like rushed and annoyed, like they were trying to get off the phone with you or like get out of the conversation? Like, figure that out, right? Be observant as you're talking to people. Okay, number four, understand and study the activities. Okay, let me explain this one. Okay, this will help you in just a second. So you need to understand and study the activities that need to happen in order for people to want to stay with you. Okay, now what I mean is, in my studio, they need to show up for class. All right, that's the activity. They need to show up. That's one of the activities. If a student starts to miss a class or two in a row, then it's like three and then four, and then mom calls to drop, right? Now, here in our online business, right, Well Oiled Operations, if we notice somebody stops showing up for our calls or they're no longer logging into the portal, we know they're not going to be renewing. If they're not using it, they're not going to keep buying it. Okay. The question is, how long can you go and how long should you be tracking this, right? What's the frequency that you catch it before it's too late? So if you catch that somebody hasn't actively used whatever this thing is that you're selling for 90 days, it might be too late. They might already be done, right? I don't know about you, but when I'm done with something, I'm done. Like, it's really hard to convince me to come back, right? So you've got to figure out, like, where those how long they can go without that thing, what that activity is, how many, okay? So we send out these "we miss you" cards when somebody misses just one class in our studio. And we hope that that encourages them to come back, right? Now, in our online business, we track engagement, all right? So last week, our program had 90% engagement. And it's because we pay attention. How many programs have you purchased where 90% of the people are engaged in that program, like coaching, consulting? I'm in a program with like hundreds of people, and sometimes there's like seven people that show up to a call. Like, it's crazy, right? So 90% of people are engaging, all right? And we are tracking this as one of our key performance indicators. We'll talk more about that next week in our challenge coming up. We have our Maximize Your Margins event coming up. You can go to maximizeyourmargins.co, get signed up. I'm going to be going heavy into stuff like this, okay? So anyway, last week we had 90%, and it's because we're tracking, right? And it gives us, hey, there's 10% of people that didn't engage. Now we know who to reach out to. Now we know who, like, the client touch point, we know who to actively try to reach out to, okay? Now, it's one of the reasons we also are getting people such great results is because we figured out how to get them to engage. When they engage, and they do, they get results, which keeps them buying, which keeps them happy, which keeps them referring, okay? Now, I bought a 12-month program one time, and I participated for about the first 90 days. And I realized, unfortunately, it just wasn't a great move for me, right? But of course, I continue to pay and finish off my contract. Like, I am big on that because I would never want somebody to do it to me. So I don't do it to anybody else. I believe in karma and law of attraction. And I pay my bills. So I didn't engage for the last 9 months of the program, okay? Now, their touch point was 2 weeks before the program ended. Now they're trying to get me to jump on a call and ask for my experience. It was way too late. They missed that I had not been involved in literally 9 months. There was not, I mean, if I'm not going to use a program for 9 months, why in the world am I going to renew? Okay. So I was already over and I'd moved on. So there's nothing that could have been done to save me. So you've got to start to ask yourself, what should you be monitoring, right? And like, think about what could they have monitored? If they would have noticed I never logged in again and I never showed up for another call, they could have reached out to me at month 4 when I went MIA and maybe got me back in to give a great experience, right? These things are major. They are major. Now, if you are solely focused on your marketing, your social media, how to drive traffic, you are leaving money on the table. Okay. You are leaving money on the table. So all of these things, they're good. They're necessary. Yes, we need a market. I'm not saying that. Don't get me wrong. Okay. I spent a good portion of my activities on things like on marketing and all that. But we have sold out systems behind the scenes in place, right? That method that we have, right? We are figuring out how to keep it. I always say, like, imagine a bathtub and the water coming in is the new clients. We want to close the drain and keep those clients in the bathtub. Too many people have the drain open. They're not even looking at it. They have no idea how many people are leaving, right? So next week, I'm going to be going really deep into our well-oiled operations framework. Now, it's a 3-day challenge. I'm going to be sticking around for 2 bonus days. So if you want to go all in with me, put your calendar down for 5 days next week. The first 3 days, though, you're going to get the complete framework. All right. We are going to go in deep onto, all right, we always say like the people or the plan, the people, the process, right? The what, the who, and the how. We're going to go deep on what this looks like. Inside of the how, the process, we have our systems, right? We have our sold out systems. We have our marketing machine and our operations optimization. I'm going to be talking more about like what that looks like and how these systems can be money making systems in your business. Okay. So you are leaving money on the table if you do not have these back end systems in place. I want to make sure you are well aware of that. Now, I'm going to put this on the screen real quick for you. You can join us next week. It's completely free. Maximizeyourmargins.co, not .com. I put that in there wrong. Maximizeyourmargins.co. Go get signed up. And then also, if you comment spend below, I'll get you this, like, I've got this like short little jam-packed video on time versus money. And I wanted to put this in here because as you're thinking about where you're spending your time, what you should be spending money on versus time on, even when it comes to client touch points. Client touch points don't have to cost money. They could cost money, but they can also cost time. And I have this video where I talk about the difference in spending time versus spending money and where you're at, what stage your business is in, and which one you should maybe be focusing on. Now, some of you are focused on both, but you've got this happy medium, okay? So comment the word spend under this video. If you're listening to this, maybe on the podcast, you can just DM me on Instagram at Stacey Tushel, the word spend, and I'll get you this like short, sweet video, jam-packed, all about like your thinking on spending time versus money. Okay. I could go off on a whole tangent just on that alone, but I want you to watch that video. And I think that video will be really, really great to help you prepare for next week. Because there are certain things I'm going to tell you, you need to be thinking about this or you need to do this. And I don't want the objection of, well, I don't have the money. Okay, great. Well, there's a way for you to spend your time and not spend your money, right? And save that and still get the effect of it, still get the impact of that strategy, okay? If you're like, I don't have the time to do this, right? Well, then maybe you need to start spending the money, whether that's hiring, right? Bringing on a part-time VA, whatever it is. So I think this is going to be the perfect video to really get you prepped and ready so that next week you will bust your own objection of like, well, which one am I going to do? Because you have to do one or the other. You have to spend your time or you have to spend your money. You don't just get to say, well, I'm not going to spend either. Look at everybody out there right now running a business. They're either bootstrapping it, spending their time, or they've got their time pulled back in. They have a lot of luxury time, right, to do whatever they want, but they're spending money on team, on systems, et cetera, okay? So watch that video, comment the word spend below. We'll get that over to you. And then I will see you Monday. We kick off Monday morning, maximizeyourmargins.co. When you sign up for that, you get all the details. You have an opportunity to sign up optional for text reminders. I recommend you do it. Why not just get one more reminder of like, hey, we're live. Let's do this. It's going to be basically talking about how to increase your profit margin while getting your time back. How can we get both done? Because you know you want both of those things, right? All right. Have a phenomenal rest of your week. Get ready. Monday is going to be a killer training. And I just keep telling people, give me one day and I will convince you to come back for day 2 and day 3. Don't even think I don't have 3 days. Just give me Monday. And after Monday, you will decide very quickly, this is the training you want to watch. All right, talk to you soon. Bye, everyone. And that's a wrap. If you're loving the Well-Oiled Operations podcast, then I know you would love our Well-Oiled Mastery program. It's a 6-month program for you and your team to help you get the business running like a well-oiled operation. We pull back the curtain and share all of our systems when it comes to marketing, fulfillment, and operations. We guarantee to increase your profit margins while reducing your time by 25% or your money back. Head over to welloiledoperations.com and get your business running like a well-oiled operation today.